right, to get water out of the sink in the kitchen, you have to turn on the
faucet.
And if you had a barrel of cider that had one of these things you could turn on, would that be a
spigot?
Well, they used to call them faucets too.
Yeah, faucet or spigot. I believe faucet was older.
Faucet is what
that would be the older one. Mm-hmm. But it would never be a spigot on the sink.
No.
Or a tap.
No.
Okay, now if you had some liquid and you wanted to get it into a bottle and the bottle opening was very small, you might go get a big
a funnel.
Talk better with my hands. If you're driving some horses and you wanted to go faster, you'd probably use your
whip.
I haven't done that for a long time.
That's the pronunciation.
I guess they ain't got no whips no more.
No, I imagine not. Unless the communists use them on the non-communists or something.
Yeah.
Now, if you went to the grocery store and bought some groceries, and the man might put them in a box, but he might also put them in a paper
bag.
And if you got 100 pounds of flour, it would probably be 100 pound
sack.
If you got 100 pounds of potatoes, you might get it in a
bag.
That would be made out of
or sack, burlap.
Yeah.
They used to come in burlap.
Yes.
I don't know if you can even buy 100 pounds of potatoes anymore.
Well, I used to work in a warehouse where we sold them that quantity.
Yeah.
That's what they used. Would burlap be the same? Any other word for burlap?
Well, they used to call it gunny sack too.
Yeah.
That'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, that would be, you ever hear crocus sack for this?
No. No, that's a new one. Never heard that.
But then generally, outside of the burlap then, a paper would be bag and cloth would be sack.
Yeah, well, you can say paper sack too. Just as well.
Does it have anything to do with size? Would a little one be a sack and a big one a bag? Or
no,
probably
I think that would be just the same.
There are various ways of dividing up the universe,
yeah.
And I guess that's one of them. Now, you might, if you didn't keep your flour in a cloth sack in the pantry, you might keep it in a big flour
bin.
And if you didn't have a flour bin, well, let's put it this way: if you had an awful lot of cider, you might keep it in a cider.
Yeah.
That's the word I wanted pronounced. You don't ever call a barrel a gum?
No.
Now, if a man was bringing in some wood for the fire, and his arms full, you might say to him, "Well, that's quite a
load."
Would you ever call it a turn?
No.
Quite a turn of wood. How about if you had corn? You'd say that's quite a turn of corn?
No.
Now, if you had a wagon, let's say, with some something on it, wood, let's say, but it wasn't loaded full, it was only partially full, you might say to him, "Well, I see you've got a wood on it." And,
well.
It's not a full load, it's just a...
Well, I don't know, just what...
You wouldn't use jag of wood?
Well, yeah, we used to, didn't say jag of wood, but when they used to bring in corn and didn't want a full load, they used to say a jag of corn.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be an old one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Today you might say part load. Or
yeah, something like that.
A lady hangs her clothes, her washing, out on the line, and they get dry, and so she goes out, takes them down, and carries them in her
clothes basket.